I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 795, Confronting a Comfortable Idol. As I said in an earlier podcast, we kind of blow off the idea of idolatry today because we don't bow down to a wooden trinket or a gold statue. And yet, idolatry is alive and well. An idol has been defined this way. An idol is when something or someone becomes more important to us than God. Even good things can become idols when we make them the ultimate things in our lives. Anything or anyone can become an idol if we place the value of that thing or person above the value of God. So what would you put on the list of modern-day idols? Maybe entertainment or sex? Certainly materialism, consumerism, has to be on that list. I would add image management, but you could also include comfort, and then just kind of in a general category, our phones and all that they provide for us. You can test your tendency toward idolatry by asking some basic questions. Where do I spend my time? Where do I spend my money? Where do I get my joy? And what am I always thinking about? But today, just one. Let's start confronting a comfortable idol. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because we want to know and apply the two greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves. And loving well means having one God, not small idols. I get ideas for my podcast everywhere, in what I read, what I experience, what I hear, what I see. This one came from a tweet from Josh Teese. It simply says this: when work is an idol, rest will feel like a sin. Hear that again. When work is an idol, rest will feel like a sin. That brought me up short. I believe work is our comfortable idol, and here's what I mean by that. For most of us, our work is something that we do well. We're comfortable with it. We know it. We're at home doing it. We get praise for it. We get paid for it. It feels like we're making a difference. And in an uncertain world, our work gives us stability, purpose, a sense of rhythm, maybe even a numbing to the hard spots of life that we might find in marriage or relationship or health or cultural deterioration or conflict or so on. Now, please get this. Work is not bad. Work is good. Work is commanded. In Genesis, the man and the woman are supposed to work the garden. A sense of rhythm in life, not just because they sinned. And so this isn't about joining the millions who have quit their jobs during the pandemic to do who knows what. This is about keeping work as a part of life, not making it our life. Josh didn't just tell us that work can become an idol. He also told us how we can know if it already has. Hear his quote again. When work is an idol, rest will feel like a sin. Here's the great question. Does rest feel like a sin to you? Do you feel like you always have to be doing something or you're wasting time and you should feel guilty about it? And is that from God? Again, just to be clear, this is not lauding laziness. That's the other extreme, and that's for another podcast. This is about making sure your work stays off the throne. Making sure your identity is in Jesus, not in however you get your paycheck. Making sure that the Father's joy over you is more important than your bosses or your coworkers. Let's pray this prayer from theologyofwork.org. For the beauty of the earth, the raw materials that come from it, and the mystery of life and growth, we thank you, O God. For science and craftsmanship, for skill and patience, and for the opportunity of serving our fellows, we thank you, O God. For the work we are enabled to do, for the truth we are permitted to learn, for whatever good there has been in our lives, and for hopes and resolves which lead us to do better things, we thank you, O God. For home and family, for friends and fellowship, and for all the happiness of life, we thank you, O God. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 796. In the meantime, the way to combat this idol is to work well, work hard, but then allow yourself to rest, restore, recover, and rejuvenate. And if you begin feeling guilty for that, well, you don't understand Sabbath very well. And it's time to start confronting a comfortable idol.